This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This show is sponsored by Cocoon Weaver. Hi, clubbers. We've written a book.
It's called Have You Tried This? It's out on February the 15th, 2024, and it's by Welbeck Publishing.
It has chapters on confidence, on self-love, on relationships, on boundaries.
Work-life balance, calm, physical health. It's a one-stop shop for self-care.
It's available right now on pre-order. Be the first to get your copy. Link is in our show notes.
Hello, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Laura Mishcon, and welcome to your weekly wellness roundup.
Today we're going to bring wellness news, podcast recommendations.
It's Valentine's coming up very soon, so we've got all of that.
There's a Goop chat about. Gift guide.
Oh yeah, the Valentine's Goop gift guide.
Get yourself settled in for that. And there's a very big story on Rishi Sunak and his eating habits.
Apparently, PM does IF. Intermittent fasting.
Okay.
He stops eating at 5 p.m. on Sunday. He fasts for 36 hours and doesn't eat again until Tuesday morning. And he has a whole exercise regime. Oh, he does. He has a Peloton.
Of course
apparently.
He has an exercise regime. He's the Prime Minister. What, you don't think he needs to decompress?
Right. I mean, it's quite trendy to have a Peloton at number 10, don't you think?
I think it's probably really necessary because I can't imagine how stressful it must be to be the Prime Minister. What does your friend, Dr. Syra Hamid,
yes,
what does she recommend? Because she is a...
She is a consultant endocrinologist.
Yeah.
And she absolutely...
She has a book on this.
She does, called The Full Diet. But she absolutely advocates for IF.
Yeah, but this is a different version of IF.
This is called the monk diet, apparently, what he does.
Right.
She advocates for it because she says it's absolutely wonderful to give your body that complete rest because we're not cows. We do not need to graze all day long in this whole snack culture thing.
Well, also the scientist that came on from Zoe, she came on the show and she said when your body's fasting for any longer than 12 hours, your body is repairing itself.
Yeah. After 17 hours, it does an incredible thing of actually going into your body to look for stuff that needs fixing. That could be muscle repair or if you've got bad cells floating around and it fixes it. But you have to have fasted for 17 hours for that to happen.
I wonder why it's 17.
I don't know. But I listened to an amazing podcast about a woman who specializes in it. 12 is great, 13 is great, 15 is even better. But 17 is the key, apparently.
Yeah, but he does it for like 36 hours.
36 is very good for you. I don't know if 36 is very good for you, but what is very good for you is not constantly making your body digest all the time. Because originally we were not meant to snack
all day.
Well, you
don't anyway, because you... sleep.
Yeah, but some people might snack at 11 o'clock on the sofa midnight, then get up at 7 and eat. They're not really giving their body enough time. It's only 7
hours.
Well, I mean,
I don't snack at 11, but I don't do intermittent fasting. Although when I have done, I have felt amazing. Loads of energy, really bright, really perky. I don't know about 36 hours of no food.
It's a long time.
How can that be good for you?
Maybe he's just really used to it. And also, he's probably really busy. He's not like sitting on the sofa watching This Morning thinking, I wish I could have some crisps now. He's in a meeting and
stuff. I bet it makes his mind more alert.
I'm sure.
I bet on Tuesday morning he is like bouncing off the walls with energy. Guarantee. I would like you to ask Syra's opinion and see what she says.
Okay, I'll ask her when I next speak to her.
Thanks. Well, maybe she could come on the show.
Again? Sure, she'd love to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get her to send you a voice note.
Okay. I can totes do that. She's currently on Radio 4 Women's Hour, so I can't do it right now because we're recording here and she's recording there. But when we're done, I can totes do that.
Okay. Great. Would you fast for 36 hours?
I do IF a lot of the time, but definitely not 36 hours. That's too long for me. I do about 15-ish.
A day?
Yeah. And I'm okay with
that. Yeah, you skip breakfast, don't you?
Yeah. And I try and eat early-ish.
At night, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Okay. I mean, breakfast is my favourite meal of the day.
Is it? It's my least I'm least invested in, unless
because you don't have it.
Unless I'm on holiday or in a hotel.
It's just my favourite meal of the day, especially when I'm on holiday.
Oh, holiday breakfast.
Yeah, I just love it. Yogurt and some eggs and toast and granola and the fruit, and I just love it.
All of it.
I could eat breakfast 3 times a day quite happily.
I know what you mean. It's a very yummy, lots of choices. You could go savoury, you can go sweet, you can go both.
And it's always really tasty.
Agreed. Mm. I do like it, but I don't do it normally.
What's next?
Okay, it's coming up to Valentine's Day. I want to bring you some Valentine's-y wellness newsy stuff. In wellness news, do you know what is going up? Sexual intimacy retreats.
Oh,
I thought you were going to go, no.
Do you go with your partner?
I'll read you what's here. Tell me your thoughts. According to research from the World Health Organization, boosting your sexual well-being is key to improving mental, physical, emotional, social, and spiritual health. Yet for years...
Social?
Yeah.
Mm, interesting. How? Hold on a second. How does it boost your social health? Because presumably you're doing this with one other person.
Not necessarily.
That's also true, but you're not going to be doing it with a group of people.
Again, you might be. I think what they're saying is maybe when you've got your sexual mojo, you might be feeling more sociable. Maybe.
Well, you would be.
That's what I'm reading
into it.
Because
you're on the prowl, aren't you? Not if you're married or partnered up. Yeah. Well, some people are.
But for years, experts have touted the importance of honing a mind-body connection without mentioning the word sex. Forward-thinking wellness retreats are helping shatter the taboo with new programs focused on exploring intimacy and desire. Tantra sessions are primed to be the new couples massage, with properties like Hotel Wally in Maui introducing tantra classes rooted in themes like exploring sacred sensuality. Hotels like the Shusugi Banhouse in New York have started hosting sexual and emotional intimacy retreats led by clinical sexologists, and at Miraville Resort in Arizona, workshops on sex and desire and one-on-one sessions on embracing pleasure address topics like low libido and the female orgasm.
So whenever Adam and I go to a hotel,
yes,
over the last couple of years, since COVID,
yeah,
we always book a couples massage.
Do you?
Yeah, we love it.
Would you swap that
in? I cannot imagine walking into this hotel, going into the spa, checking out the spa and booking into the tantric workshop instead of a massage. That to me is not the same thing. It's not in the same realm. It's different.
It's different, but they're saying it's very good for you.
Would you do it with Ollie?
Not in a fucking million years. Of course I wouldn't.
Because? And you're more open to the things like that.
I cannot imagine, again, let's say we go to New York to the Shousugi Ban House and I say to him, oh, by the way, while we're here, I've booked us in for a sexual emotional intimacy workshop. He'd be like, no, mate, you haven't. I'm going for a swim in the pool. See you later.
I mean, Adam would not be best pleased, I have to say. He's like, can't we have our own sexual intimacy workshop
alone
in
our room?
Yeah. And that's understandable.
I feel like knowing Adam quite well and Ollie even better, I feel like that would be the joke.
Yeah.
I'll show you an intimacy workshop.
I'll give you
a
sexual intimacy.
Yeah. It'll be all that.
So I don't know if how couples, maybe it's for younger couples who are a little bit more open-minded.
Or maybe it's for people with low libido who want to learn more about tantra and the female orgasm. And good for them
Well, that is who it's for. I'm just saying, who are the people that are going to be open-minded enough and brave enough? Let's face it, you have to be brave to attend this, to even book it in, to even go up to the receptionist and say, please, can I book in
for
the tantric workshop or the sexual intimacy workshop?
They don't give a shit because it'll be like 400 quid and they'll be delighted to take your money.
No, but the reception, not forget what they think. It's having the balls to actually do it.
Do you know what?
Terrible pun.
I cannot get out of my head that episode of Sex and the City where Charlotte drags the other women to the tantra workshop and the woman, I don't want to say
he
what
ejaculated
she does.
On Miranda's face.
Yeah, not on purpose. It's just
it he flew
was,
over
there was like a workshop. The guy was on the floor. She was demonstrating and then, you know, sperm everywhere. And I can't stop thinking about that.
But she sat in bed that night, didn't she? She had like a million tissues around. She kept
wiping
her forehead
a million times.
That was the funniest
Imagine
scene
if it
of the
was
one
like that. Ugh, no thanks.
It's a no. No.
Ding! Oh my God, where are our bells? Where's the service around here? Talk about a tantric workshop, can't even get a bell. Thank you.
What do you mean you can't even get a bell? What, you want to go to a tantric workshop with James?
Not again.
James and I didn't have fun at the last one.
Did you know what happened?
I can't say. What happens at the tantric workshop stays at the tantric workshop.
Oh, got FOMO now.
Come on, bring us the Goop Valentine's Day gift guide.
Okay. All right. Gwyneth's site said in an introduction to its 14th of February gift guide, Valentine's Day gets a bum rap. Deserved, perhaps in part, but we still think it has value as a day to embrace love in its varied and messy forms and the joy that the people we love and the people who love us bring to our lives. In that spirit, we've lined up all the best ways, big and small, to celebrate and indulge them.
And make loads of money for Goop.
Yeah.
What are they selling?
Yeah. GP says a 3-night stay in the Sheldon Chalet for nearly...
How much?
Guess... How much? A 3-night stay, yeah, in the Sheldon Chalet. Where is that? In France? Where is it?
Who knows?
Well, I think it's important that we find out.
Oh, it's on the Ruth Glacier. I'm guessing it's like Vermont, somewhere like that. Aspen.
This deeply luxurious chalet is the definition of a bucket list escape.
How much?
How much do you think a 3-night stay at a luxurious chalet would be?
$6,000? $8,000?
Yeah, I would say that's very, very steep.
Yeah.
$100,000.
Okay, that's...
$100,000. I've just checked it. It is $100,000.
Mental.
Who's going to... You could buy a flat for $100,000. Like, what? Who?
3 nights for $100,000.
Who's buying... Why does she do this?
What are you getting for
$33,000? She does it because of this.
What are you getting for $33,000 a night? Please tell
Laid,
me.
Laid, hopefully. And please tell me they're throwing in a tantric workshop in for that.
Do you think they throw in your ski wear for that? I bet they don't. I bet you've got to pay extra for the boots. The goggles.
Do you reckon it includes breakfast?
Oh, it might. It does. For $33,000 a night, it might include breakfast.
Do you reckon it's like an all-inclusive?
No.
Or do you reckon everything's an extra, like even a Diet Coke?
And even like if you want an extra portion of fries.
But the people that are staying there, let's be honest,
they don't care.
They're having Moe for breakfast.
This episode is sponsored by Horizon Studios.
If you're travelling this year and looking for high quality, sustainable and beautifully designed luggage, then look no further than Horizon Studios, who've launched two new ranges. The RE Series, the world's most sustainable 97% recycled luggage, and now the revolutionary Air Series, the world's lightest high-end suitcase.
If you have airport anxiety, worrying about the weight of your case when it goes on those scales, then the Air Series is for you, and it is definitely for me. The Air Series pushes the boundaries of travel. Each detail is designed and engineered to combine an ultralight and durable product. It's significantly lighter than regular suitcases. Thank goodness, Lauren, that is brilliant. And it comes with a lifetime warranty because the most sustainable suitcase is the one that you only buy once. We used the cases to go to Paris and Wales last year, and as chronic overpackers, we could still wheel them around with ease.
We could. Ultra light and compact, the Air Series is made from a premium polycarbonate hard shell with reduced thickness and a recycled lining. It's 100% vegan and produced in a way that is 99% waste-free, blending design and function seamlessly. So, Nicole, you can pack those extra 5 pairs of shoes with no stress.
The entire range is available on the Horizon Studios website and in all leading department stores. Just go to www.horizon-studios.com.
Horizon Studios. Let's go further.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Okay, what else is on it?
Goop Valentine's gift guide was a two-person full-spectrum infrared sauna.
Yeah.
What the costing $7,999.
I mean, I don't know how much a sauna costs, but that doesn't sound terrible to me, $8,000 for a sauna. Like an not to have a sauna, an actual sauna.
They don't cost
how much
that.
Are they?
Well, I actually researched it, didn't I? To get one fitted.
Yeah. How much
they're
are
like,
they?
They're expensive, but they're much more affordable than that. Like $2,000.
Oh, okay. I thought they were going to be more.
What, a two-person sauna?
Yeah.
Just think about it. It's just wood.
And heat.
And it's electricity.
Okay. I thought they were much more. Because I'm thinking about people who build like a garden office and they're about £10,000.
No, they're not.
They are.
I had one.
I've had two friends who've just done it. It was £10,000.
Okay. To be fair, mine was a long time ago. I was pregnant with Lily Rose.
Okay, that's quite a long time ago.
She is now 13.
Yeah, it's quite a long time
ago. So it was 14
ago.
Years ago.
They're expensive. To have it fully kitted out with electricity and
heat.
Yeah,
I did, with plumbing. It was lovely down there.
Shame you haven't still got it. We could have it for our office.
Well, I've got an office.
Yeah, I know, but it's in the house. We could run away from everyone if we were in the shed.
And also, because my house seems to be very busy on a Monday.
Very busy.
Adam's always in the office.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about that? Because it was meant to be my office.
I don't know. The thing is, he does live there, so it seems a little cruel to kick him out of his own house and his
own
desk.
Well, he kicks me out. Yeah. And you. You practically live there. What are we going to do about it? Because it was my salon, right? And then we turned it into place that I could work, i.e. an office.
Yeah.
And now he seems to have adopted it as his office to work there for, on a Monday and a Friday.
Maybe you could buy him some of the gifts on the Goop gift guide.
What?
And
the infrared
him
sauna?
Up.
What?
No,
he
I'm thinking more about
there.
The pleasure seeker daily chews. They sound like dentist sticks.
Chews as in something you eat?
Yeah.
As in something you chew?
Like dentist sticks.
C-H-E-W.
C-H-E-W, yeah.
Sorry, it's a pleasure seeker chew.
Yeah, daily chew. Chocolate raspberry chew made with classic aphrodisiac maca root and saffron extract.
We have got to try those.
They're $30.
Oh, we've got to try those. Let's see if they'll send us some.
Okay. To me, don't you think they're going to be exactly like the dentist sticks you give to the dog every day? Because I think they're going to be like that.
Yeah, but they don't make the dog horny.
I really don't need my dog horny. It's the last thing I need. He hasn't got any balls anyway. So
you're giving
weird.
It to Ollie.
Oh, Ollie. Okay.
It's not a pleasure stick for the dog.
How about a couple's psychic energy reading?
Oh, yeah. I'm
would you love that?
I would love this. How much is that?
$200. Or a range of sex oils, including the Pure Delight Orgasm Balm, which is only $35. Or a pair of handcuff wristlets.
Hold on. It says sex oils. Can I just say, it's probably just
oil. Yeah.
And they've just put the word sex on it and they could charge a little bit more, especially on Valentine's Day.
I have a bit of a thing with this because, you know, when you're pregnant, they encourage you to do perineal massage. And I encouraged that with my clients. And they would all go on the internet and buy like 18-pound bottles of special perineal oil. It's literally just oil. So I would always say to them, just use normal olive oil from your kitchen or coconut oil. Don't use chili oil, but any other oil is totally fine. Because it used to annoy me. They'd go and spend all this money.
Yeah, because it's just,
a captive market.
Also, there's a pair of handcuff wristlets for $250. But where else are you putting the handcuffs if they're not on your wrist?
Why
are they
on your ankles?
Yeah, but handcuffs are for your hands.
Yeah, hence handcuffs.
Cuffs, right? So when you think handcuffs,
wristlets. Wristlets is an unnecessary word.
It's an unnecessary word. And I feel like it's one they've made up and are now going to adopt into this whole big thing. That was quite a good list. I think we should get the pleasure sticks.
All right, let's get them. What else you got for me?
I have got some podcast recommendations.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Because I've got nothing to watch, nothing to listen to.
Oh,
I'm really feeling
so
very
now,
down.
So, Clubbers, if you listened to last week's show, I was getting a bit annoyed because Lauren always takes over from the TV recommendation of the week. Because she watches so much TV, I never get a chance to even try and watch something before you. Why are you laughing?
It's like you can turn on your own TV as easily as I can turn on mine. I don't block your signal from my house.
I have to tell you, my TV is very difficult to turn on. And our remote control has broken. Now that you've brought it up, our remote control has broken, so I have to do it from my phone.
Wow, I can't do that. Every That's clever.
Neither can I, because every time I go and turn it on from my phone, it doesn't. And then I go, Adam, can you try it? And then he presses exactly the same buttons as me and it turns on.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Why does that happen?
It's just marriage. It's annoying.
But what's annoying? Let's go back a step. What's even more annoying is the fact that he has the audacity to press the same buttons because he doesn't trust that I've pressed them correctly. And as it turns out, I haven't.
Okay.
So what is that?
Can I just suggest you get some AA batteries and put them in your
remote?
No,
it's broken.
It'll work again.
Oh, thank you so much. Try that. It's a really good idea.
Try that.
Do you not think I've tried that?
I don't know. If you've got a phone that can do it, why bother? What are your
podcasts? It doesn't do it. It doesn't do it. That's the problem. So
yeah,
that's why you watch more TV.
Okay, that's why. What are your recommendations, please?
June at the Voice of a Silent Twin.
Okay.
It's a BBC Sounds. I think it's a BBC Sounds. Don't know if it's BBC Sounds. It's great. Yep. And it's about these two twins, June and Jennifer. And when they were 19 years old, they got sent to Broadmoor Security Hospital for 11 years because they set fire to a building. And they were very young and they were children and they wouldn't speak to anybody for years and years. They only spoke to each other.
They were elective mutes, apart from with each other, right?
Right. So they had a very strange, toxic relationship between the two of them. And then they kind of got into a bit of petty crime and then got sent to Broadmoor.
Wow.
And they were with the likes of the Cray brothers, Peter Sutcliffe, like proper. And it's their story of why they got sent there and their rehabilitation. Also, I've only just come to the point where they've come out of prison. Mm-hmm. So I don't know much more than that, but it's really interesting. And it's a story that I have no idea where it's going to go. And I'm really enjoying it.
Okay.
And I was really annoyed because I went for my dog walk yesterday to go and listen to it because I was like well into it. And I've got to wait till next week for the next episode.
Oh, it's very annoying.
It's very annoying. So then I found a podcast called The Bakersfield Three.
What is this?
That is a full series. Yep. I checked before I listened.
Yeah.
And it's about a group of young people, three young people who either got murdered and went missing all within a month of each other. Mm-hmm. And there's an investigator looking at the story.
Is it true crime or fiction?
True.
Okay.
True crime.
Nice.
There we go. How did I do?
You did excellent.
Didn't I?
I've got a TikTok trend for you.
Ooh.
And
have you done it?
I'm going to do it live for the first time now on the podcast in front of you.
Do I need to be scared?
No, you don't need to be scared. I don't
Are you
know how
dance?
Well it's... I'm not going to dance. It's a TikTok beauty trend and it's called...
Oh my gosh, she's so come prepared.
Broccoli freckles. Broccoli freckles. And this is what you do. This is a real TikTok beauty trend. Ask your daughters. I bet they're on it. Here you go. You can do it as well. I brought you some broccoli. You get some broccoli. Please take your own.
Are you going to stick it in your blusher?
Yes. Take some broccoli. And then you take some bronzer. I have brought the Laura Mercier because it's very dark. You dip the broccoli in the bronzer.
So you use the broccoli like a blusher brush.
And then, apparently, according to TikTok, you dab it over your nose and your cheeks and you get perfect freckles.
You know I've got freckles.
So have I. How's this looking? Can you see anything?
Looks exactly the same.
Broccoli freckles. And I feel very down with the kids now because this is what they're all doing. Want to go?
I can't see anything on your face.
Okay, I'm going to put more on.
And you're also like putting loads of bacteria into your blusher.
Yeah, you do it.
It's going to stink.
Broccoli. It's clean broccoli.
No, I know it's clean broccoli, but what I'm saying is, you know when you put some broccoli in the bin?
Yeah.
Hello?
It's not from the bin, it's from my fridge.
When you, I haven't finished my sentence. When you put broccoli in the bin, and then you leave it there overnight and then you take the bin out in the morning, it fucking stinks. It's like that. So now your blusher is going to stink of broccoli. Old broccoli.
Give it a go.
Oh! And? Actually, it has worked.
Yeah.
You're not in the camera.
Okay. It's all right.
Come into the camera.
Come
into
the... Do some over the nose as well. Does it work?
It actually works.
Broccoli freckles.
Okay. That is a great trend.
I knew you'd love that.
I do love it.
Okay.
I don't want to do it.
Okay.
And now I feel like we're going to waste the broccoli.
Don't worry, because... So. Oh, she's eating the broccoli.
Well, yeah, what else are you going to do with
Not
it?
The one with the blusher on it.
The other one.
Okay, I've also got a product of the week for you. Mm. Two people have sent me screenshots of this product and said to me, OMG, OMG, you have to buy this. And then... I saw it in the Sunday Times Style magazine, The Bible, yesterday, and I thought, okay, this must be a thing. I haven't tested it myself, so I'm just bringing you their experience. Chanel Le Beige, and I have to say I do use their bronzer.
I love Le Beige.
Water Fresh Tint. It is, I'm going to tell you, quite pricey. It's £52. It completely sold out last year.
What is it?
It's on a waiting list. It is a serum. It comes in seven different shades and it has inbuilt micro capsules of bronzer. So you brush it over the skin like you've been, like, looks like you've been on holiday, and it gives you skincare and a sheer lustrous tint. And apparently it's like makes you just look fabulous. So I've had two friends who've bought it and are using it, and they said everyone keeps saying to them, you look so great. You look so rested. You look like you've been on holiday. Why does your skin look so good? And apparently it's this. So I really want to try it now.
How big is it for £52?
It's not very big
at
all.
It's 100 mil.
Yeah, it's not big at all. It's kind of like a concealer size. So it's pricey.
So do you put it on over your moisturiser? It's like
just
before your makeup?
I think you use it as a foundation. Yeah, I believe.
Oh, you use it as a foundation?
I think so.
So if you use foundation, you what, put it on after?
No, instead. I think instead of.
So it's like a foundation.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Water Fresh Tint. I think it's a cross between
like a BB cream.
Yeah, I was going to say a tinted moisturiser. Between a foundation and a tinted moisturiser. That kind of thing.
Okay. Sounds like more of a summer product.
I feel like I'd like to go to the Chanel counter and try it. I definitely wouldn't be just buying it without trying it first, right? But anyway, I'm into that.
I like the sound of it,
okay.
I have to say. Okay, what else have we got? Book recommendations.
Yes, I've got one book. Actually, you bought it for me for Christmas.
I did.
I'm still reading it and I love it. It's called The Secret of Cooking, Recipes for an Easier Life in the Kitchen. It's by Bea Wilson. She writes in loads of newspapers and magazines. She's an amazing kind of food writer, and now she's put it all together. And it's packed with solutions about how to make life in the kitchen work better for you, whether you're cooking just for yourself or for lots of people, how to get a meal on the table when you're tired, how to season
things
properly.
What do they say
properly,
about that? That I want to know.
How to cook onions and what equipment really helps. It's the closest book I've come to Nigella Lawson's How to Eat in years.
What did they say?
I haven't finished it yet. I'm not at that part yet, so I can't tell you. But it reads...
What a tease.
It reads more like a novel than a cookbook. So she kind of chats to you, and then in between there's recipes, but it's not a recipe book as such. That's why it reminds me of Nigella's How to Eat, because it's like, here's life and some recipes.
I've got all broccoli stuck in my teeth.
Well, I can't see it, no. But that was like some old broccoli, I'm just telling you.
It wasn't as crispy as I was hoping.
Well, it was last week's. So that's why I used it for the broccoli freckles and not for lunch. Anyway, that's my book recommendation.
Thank you.
Goes well with
What's
the broccoli.
What's it called?
It's called The Secret of Cooking, Recipes for an Easier Life in the Kitchen.
Okay, life hack of the week.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about our life hack that we bought last week?
Eggs.
Yeah. So what happened was, if you haven't listened, I gave a lovely life hack about how to remove shell from your egg mixture once you crack the egg, and you basically use the shell itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you gave a life hack to crack the egg on a flat surface rather than on the side of the bowl or the pan.
Yes.
So that you don't get the shell in.
Yes.
So she overrode my life hack.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I have not had to fish the shell out with the shell all week.
I'm very, very, very
because
happy
it cracks it clean.
Yes.
Like in a straight line.
Correct. It does. I had to use about 9 eggs yesterday because I was making a massive birthday cake. And I did not want shell in my mix. And indeed, I didn't have any. I got a new life hack this week.
Cool.
I can't tell you if it works or not, but it's a good one for students. Apparently, chewing the same flavour gum whilst sitting a test that you chewed when studying for the test improves your memory.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking. So let's see.
You find this out?
I can't remember now. But apparently, like, let's say you choose strawberry hubba bubba while studying for your science test, and then during the exam,
it sends out signals to the brain.
Yeah, it reminds you. And then during the exam, you chew the same strawberry hubba bubba.
Not the actual piece.
No, just same flavour. It improves your memory.
I mean, it's worth a shot, isn't it? But what if you're not allowed to chew gum?
What are the rules with exams and gum?
I feel like they wouldn't be allowed to chew gum.
I feel the same, yeah.
I feel like I need a toothpick. I mean, I really need a toothpick. And I don't think James has got one because he's not running a cafe.
He's not, no. Anything else to share this week or are we wrapping it up?
I think we're going to wrap it up.
Okay.
Like a big fat present.
And next week, we're only going to have one book recommendation of the week. And that's going to be our book because it's coming out.
Well, it's up. It's available for pre-order now.
It is.
So you can scroll down to our show notes and you'll find the link there. So please go and check that out. And we will be back on Monday.
Yes.
What are we talking about on Monday? Self-love, because it's February.
Yeah, and that means love and Valentine's and things.
You know what
like
it means?
That.
You know what it means?
What does it mean?
It means Valentine's Day gets a bum rap, perhaps in part, but we still think it has value and is a day to embrace love in its varied and messy forms and the joy that the people we love and the people who love us bring to our lives.
All right, Gwyneth.
In that spirit, we've lined up all the best ways, big or small, to celebrate and indulge them. We should use that for our intro next week.
I'd rather not.
Okay. We'll be back on Monday.
Bye.